The holidays bring about abundance of gifts for many and an abundance of trash. Wrapping paper and the plastic packaging many items come in. A new poll of 2,000 consumers finds they estimate consuming 43% more trash during the holidays. Using less stuff estimates the holidays produce a 25% increase in garbage. Some of that could be recycled depending on where you live and the services provided. To address a void of recycling in some communities and states, the Biden administration is launching the first ever National Recycling Strategy Program. Nina Shaw is the acting director of the Resource Conservation and Sustainability Division at the Environmental Protection Agency.
What we're trying to do is ensure that people recognize that recycling is an economic development opportunity, that the commodity prices for these materials in terms of cardboard, aluminum cans, steel cans, paper, etc., all of it is really valuable, especially now as supply chains are constricted and have challenges because of COVID and other reasons, right? And so recycling is a huge economic development opportunity. It's a job opportunity. It's a climate change opportunity. It's an environmental justice opportunity. And we really hope that this strategy gives us the ability to highlight all of the excellent opportunities that that really present themselves as we think about our materials in a different way.
She says a trade war with China during the Trump administration resulted in China rejecting U.S. waste and recycling materials and drove the need for a national recycling plan at home. China's move caused massive backlogs of recycling and garbage pileups at dumps across the country.
I really think it was the China sword policy and the change in trade of our materials across the globe that really caused everybody to focus and say, we have an opportunity now to really rethink materials management, and solid waste management in this country. And I think that's ultimately what led Congress, which is sort of where all this generated from. Our FY19 or 20 appropriations language asked us to create a framework and then ultimately to create the strategy.
Part of the national strategy is to increase recycling nationwide to 50% by 2030. To help achieve that level, the bipartisan infrastructure bill that Congress recently passed and President Joe Biden signed provides $350 million to help kickstart recycling programs in communities where there are none or to help advance existing infrastructure. Again, Shaw.
That gave us money. Approximately $350 million, $55 million a year for 5 years to really focus on infrastructure. This is the first significant investment that EPA has really been able to make in this sector. So this is an incredible opportunity, not only for EPA, but also to give money to states and municipalities to do the work that we know is so necessary and is so needed. There just hasn't been this type of investment in the solid waste management infrastructure.
Well, $55 million doesn't seem like much in the scheme of things, considering that infrastructure to support a recycling industry, I imagine, will cost much more.
Absolutely. I think you're right. But at the same time, it really allows us, we think, to provide the proof of concept and the need that's out there. But we're also hoping to identify strategies that are going to be replicable, that will demonstrate the need and the importance of the funding. And hopefully, right, fingers crossed, Congress continues to recognize. And we have huge bipartisan support on both sides of the aisle on this issue, which is really unique.
Shaw says one of the projects they'll be working on is mapping recycling services and communities without them across the country. She says they're also encouraging Congress to join the Basel Convention. It's an international treaty to reduce movement of hazardous waste from wealthy nations to poorer ones. The last year it added plastics to its list. More than 50 nations have ratified it. More than 188 are parties to it. The U.S. signed it in 1990, but failed to ratify it.